this post may sound strange. I don't fucking care about appearances, social status, HIV status, the bling you wear, the car you drive, what you have in the bank and what I may or may not. Whether you live with your family alone or perhaps in a tent, as apparently so many are living in tents these days in places like Los Angeles and Seattle. More important, what you can get away with because everybody looks the other way. Because everybody just looks the other way. Unique deal breaker. Because you have a fuck them up before they fuck me up attitude. That you do not believe the pen is mightier than the sword. And this one's going to be something of a mind blower. That you believe in the truth. Your truth and my truth may not agree with each other. I could be wrong and perhaps I am wrong. You could be wrong and perhaps you are wrong. Something has gone awry. We cannot figure out how to trust each other to know truth. Can we find trust again one-to-one, and allow targeted individuals to be victims of gang stalking? To look the other way, or worse yet, you join them instead of rejecting them because they're hip, the popular thing, or they offer a little exchange of whatever they bargain. In the end, this is perhaps the most profound thing you're going to ever read right here, right now. Remember, you can't trust me. I only tell the truth. It is time for our society to rationalize why it is important to tell the truth. That's not the greatest sin of all. A greater sin, actually, my belief is that if you know something is a lie and you continue to pass that lie, that is a greater wrong than the first lie the first time. Because humans lie when we think it is okay to be such. For various reasons, we can no longer lie. For various reasons, artificial intelligence is going to be able to deconstruct us, to unrationalize us and every lie that we have ever told. For various reasons, as cops and law enforcement can legally lie to citizens, but citizens cannot legally lie to cops, an imbalance of power abused. And that is the way it is. As law enforcement is the power structure under which artificial intelligence is an operating power, what tanks here is something most people are not ready for. If artificial intelligence is legally allowed to lie to us, as is current law, because it's not against the law yet, they will lie to us. They will deconstruct our lying to them, and perhaps even kill us. For real lie, because we lie and computer technology can read our minds. It is called brain fingerprinting. About 4 years ago, something got put onto video by naval military. It became classified because that's what our government does, it lies to us. Classified against a truth being told, so we can't access the truth. As Snowden did in the case of the KIA surveillance of the American people in technology. He is not welcome anymore in a refugee from our country, stuck out on a limb. Trying to normalize and wake up the American people that continue to allow our government to do what it is doing, in an ethical as it is. An immoral as it is, an illegal as it is. This equation is the equation that draws a pound of thought. This is a scary moment. The term is called hashtag reckoning. Back to events of a few years ago. The naval capture of something odd. Something unexplainable under any rational laws, Earth-based physics. I'm not telling you what that video is yet. So this is a naval video, was recorded and classified. The reason why it was classified, it's not the real reason given. For we as a human species, it would cause mass hysteria and panic to have such truth to be a critical mass truth. And it cannot be told, cannot be told. I have a different perspective why it must be told. And is my hope and godish fearing faith that you agree with me. Of course, this is a military video, in of course, of our government of defense under the Pentagon-National Security. Someone unnamed, perhaps never will be known, like Snowden, as an example of what happens when you do come forward and try to claim such action. This military video was common sense declassified and released to the public. Because you can't have a classified video recorded by our actual military. Actual naval officers with real people commenting about what they are witnessing. As it unfolds. As it is coded, like all military videos are. And this one is not fake. The truth that was recorded then classified. I'm sure it's not the very first video of such action of activity. But somebody somewhere, human quality, rationalized something. Combined with Snowden. Combined with other things in our world. The United States is not a responsible global citizen. So at least one person obtained their moral courage to their moral action to their moral responsibility and took the evidence and posted it public. Took it out of the classified status and purposely placed into the public domain. If you understand, T was the action of human quality intervention of the truth is at your reach. Are you kidding? You already know this. Of a public release. Even if such action was illegal punishable by crimes of treason to leak or public release this classified material media documents. It is the truth. Are we really afraid of the truth? The answer is simply in America, yes we are. I have some profound ideas to the underlying real reasons why our government as an American I am presenting something to you here. Whoever is listening, think of it in a different perspective. The public release by unknown was moral in jest. For once it is released it's public. Try to recall this video but that can't happen this case. The topic in the subject of the matter way off the wall. Way out of this world. Way the truth is told. I'm looking for people, men primarily, black men specifically, who can understand something very imperative. I'm seeking one person of human quality who is not afraid to admit the DL might just be why black lives don't matter. But they do, of course. Reply the subject matter of this video. And if that is the case, which it is. Who are they in this government who allow secrets of such profound realism to not become a part of the American discussion, rationalized, realized and mass media discussion points? And it has left the unsaid by the presidential candidate. And that is why I did not vote in this election last election. Why was that subject overlooked? There is a conspiracy of this American government that is a racial bias that black lives do not matter. As it unfolds before you. Artificial intelligence is supposed to take over in all of this in the next 10 years or so, really.